We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bianca and Capri, I'm so happy you're here to see this tonight. Daddy was incredible. He loves you girls so very much. Congratulations, baby. All of your hard work and sacrifices paid off. You once told me, if you're going to bet on someone, bet on yourself. I'm glad you bet on yourself, you overachiever. You did it. You're in the Hall of Fame now. You're a true champ. You're not just an MVP. You're an all-time great. I'm so proud of you. I love you forever and always. Kobe, Bean, Bryant.
Yeah, it was pretty emotional. I had a hard time getting through it. Vanessa Bryant did an absolutely fantastic job. Man, it was just, you know, it's still fresh. The Kobe stuff's still fresh. It's still, you still have to remind yourself sometimes that he's passed. And having his two daughters there to be able to watch her mom go up there, and she just looks stunning in that purple dress. And it was a beautiful moment. It really was.
Yeah, better than I anticipated it being. You just never know how these type of things are going to turn out, and it just turned out better than I thought it would. I mean, I don't know why I wouldn't have thought that somehow his life, his legacy being celebrated and shown in the light in which it has been shown since that tragic death would be any different. It's been done with the utmost respect. It's been done with first class by just about everyone. Yep. And she has been at the forefront of being strong and being an example of holding it together for her family, as I'm sure that it can't be easy. She was more of a private person during the time that he was alive. I think I've seen and heard more of Vanessa in the last year than I heard the entire marriage. Yep. She was just never one that looked for the spotlight or attention. She just didn't. She was perfectly fine being in his shadow and being a supporter of his. And she's had to carry this mantle, this light, over the past year, and so many people wanting to honor him because he's beloved by so many. She's had to be the one out there, and she has done a wonderful job at doing it and being strong for her family. So, man, Saturday was you know, I've never been shy or ashamed of saying how much of a guy I am of his and how much he's my guy. And I'm sure he is to a lot of people, especially being from here. But never gets old for me. I'm still dealing with it daily. That's just what he meant to me personally. And I don't think it'll ever get old. I smile anytime I see pictures of him, videos of him, anything. I don't think it'll ever get old. So I love the way people have tried to keep him alive and his legacy alive. And Saturday was just a great example of her strength and yep. how she's been able to hold it together for her family. So,
which she has. Yeah, yeah. She's been absolutely amazing. Tim Duncan was I was surprised at how good of a job. I don't know how many people actually watched it. I DVR'd it.
Yep.
He was great, too. But you know why? I don't know what to expect because
yeah.
You don't hear a lot from him. Mm-hmm. I thought he was pretty funny, and he did a really good job. So
I agree.
It was fun. It was a good. I was kind of in and out of other than you know, I fast forwarded through some spots, and there's a lot of other people that made the Hall of Fame as well. Rudy Tomjanovich, I thought was mm-hmm. gave a pretty good speech there. But yeah, it was interesting.
By the way, while we're talking about Hall of Fame, congratulations to Jay Wright. No surprise there.
How about that?
He is now a Hall of Famer, and deservingly so. Can make the argument best coach in this area in the last 30 years, easily.
Two championships?
Yep.
Yeah.
A program that wasn't A program that wasn't necessarily seen. Let me do what I'm doing.
Let him finish so you can poo on it.
Such a nonsense. A program that has been viewed as a little engine that could at one point, and it's not that anymore. While it's not necessarily a blue blood like the Kansas and the Carolinas and all those Kentuckys and all Duke and
it's
all
an
that
elite
nonsense,
program.
It is an elite program, yeah. And I don't know how many coaches that have had the success that he's had in his short time being there, and not short time, but in his time there at Nova. So we all know Coach. We break stones with Nova. We will allow you to break the stones of Nova people around here, Jack.
I already know what he was going to say.
And that's why I didn't want him to do it before I got out my sincere, heartfelt congratulations to Jay Wright and the Villanova faithful Hall of Famer, Jay Wright.
Yep.
Now you can go ahead.
He did a really good job taking a mid-major program to the top. Even though they're basically in Reading, it's good to see a school in the local area do well, especially how mid-major they are. So
there you go.
Good job, Jay.
Man.
Also, Chris Weber, another passes prime Philadelphia athlete. He's going to be a Hall of Famer. Ben Wallace,
great Ben Wallace,
which surprised me a little bit.
Ben Wallace is not a Hall of Famer. Like I've been in so many arguments.
But he is. Yeah, but here's why. It's not the NBA Hall of Fame. This isn't Major League Baseball or the NFL. Everybody
he's
gets
getting
in
because of his NBA.
Okay, is Rick,
he didn't have a college career.
Is Rick Adelman a Hall of Fame coach? He's getting in.
I don't know.
Yolanda Griffin? Yes, Rick Adelman is.
What is Rick Adelman getting in for?
I don't know. Ben Wallace is a four-time defensive player of the year. Rick Adelman
he's
won.
More deserving than Rick Adelman. What the hell did Rick Adelman do besides go to the finals and lose?
That. Regular season games. He had that run where they were good for.
The Portland, yes.
Yes, they were good for a number of years.
That's Rick Adelman.
But see, that's the problem is that I think when we look at the NBA or, excuse me, the Basketball Hall of Fame, we're using the same criteria as baseball or the NFL to where it's not the NBA Hall of Fame, WNBA, college, European player. I mean, is Tony Kukoc going in too?
Probably.
Well, he is next year, yeah.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Like you said, international.
Yeah.
It's everybody.
Yeah, I mean, is Kukoc better? Is he a Hall of Fame NBA player? No chance.
No.
Chris Bosh?
Well, at least Bosh won titles.
All-star.
Yes, I know.
Well,
yeah,
he's deserving. Chris
he's
Bosh.
Deserving.
Yeah.
He's deserving. But, like, Pierce deserving, Bosh deserving, Weber. I want to say it.
Well, when you include college, he's Fab Five. He was the leader of the Fab Five.
Yeah.
He also made one of the biggest blunders in college basketball.
In his 1 year in college, right?
2 years.
2 years in college, excuse me. Yeah.
Well, yeah, he also racked up a hefty bill that got the Michigan put on probation.
Yeah, there were some issues going on there at the time. Yes, some things happened there.
I mean, but he was C-Web was great. Like, I feel like he's more of a Hall of Famer than I just don't think Ben Wallace is a Hall of Famer.
He's more of a Hall of Famer than Ben Wallace.
Yes, no doubt about it.
I just don't get why Ben Wallace is a Hall of Famer.
You know Ben Wallace's numbers retired by the Pistons, which is...
he never averaged more than 10 points in a game per season.
He was the defensive player and a rebounder.
Yeah, I can understand Ben Wallace's number being retired by the Pistons. I'll never understand why the Spurs retired Bruce Bowen's number.
It's outrageous.
He'll get
Popovich.
In next, yeah.
That's strictly Popovich doing that.
Yep.
But organizations honoring a player is different than the Hall of Fame honoring a player. So I would say Weber is a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
At least Weber had Hall of Fame skills.
Right? Yes. Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, those Kings teams were...
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if there
was... He was the best player on those teams.
If there wasn't some monkey business going on, they might have won a title. Oh, look who's on the line.
Uh-oh.
Inge. Yeah, Inge was also in that band Callers. Inge was mentioned
at the top of the list.
He was at the top of the list, yeah. Inge, how you doing, buddy?
Look, man, this is... what I think is going to happen, man. I'm trying not to laugh, but after the Eagles went 4-11-1, they fired their coach. They have that complete disarray in management. The Eagles, after the Sixers blow up and their season ends, the Eagles will be the team in this city with the greatest hope for the future. Simple as think about that. They haven't played one game since they had that terrible season, and they're the most hopeful team out of all the professional teams in this city. The Sixers, I want to get to the Sixers real fast,
yes.
And I'm going to say something. It's not going to make sense, but I want you to think a little bit deep. The Sixers, because Miami lost and because they won't be playing them in the second round and because they have an easy route in that second round to the conference finals, the Sixers, listen to me, right? The Sixers will be farther in the playoffs this year, but they'll be further away from a championship. Does that make sense to you? They'll be closer to the championship.
But Inge, I know what you're saying, but I don't see how they'd be farther away, right? Like just making the conference finals because making the conference finals by beating two mediocre teams isn't saying much. I think that's what you're saying. But why would they be further away from a title than they were last year at this time?
Let me answer that question.
Yeah.
If they had played Miami, it takes a certain mental, like, toughness to win a championship. And if they had gotten past Miami, which I'm not sure they would have, but if they had gotten past Miami in that second round, I think that would have given them a much better chance to win the championship than it is right now with either the Knicks or the Hawks. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
In my opinion, they had to get through a tough team like Miami to have any shot of winning a championship because they're not going through Miami.
We got you. We got you, Inge. So if they face a tougher team in the second round, it prepares them for the tough matchup they're going to have in the Eastern Conference Finals. I don't know if I believe that. I think they're either good enough or they're not. Now, you can make the argument that their last 8 or 10 games that they played were against teams that really were either out of it or wanted to be out of it or were resting players. I don't think that's necessarily good that they're kind of coasting into the – listen, they coast into the playoffs. They lose two games that teams that were competitive where they're like, oh, well, we have another one to clinch anyway. So, I mean, they're lucky that they're going to be facing the play-in winner and then either the Hawks or the Knicks.
Yeah, and listen, they earned it. They earned the right to take an easier path to the Eastern Conference Finals. They earned that by going out and winning the most games in the regular season. That's fine. I got no problem with that. My only bone of contention is, if you want me to actually celebrate them or be excited about what they've done, then I have to wait until they get to the Eastern Conference Finals and see how they play in that series. That's what I'm waiting for. I'm going to watch in the first round. If they play Charlotte in the first round, guess what? I'll be watching LaMelo and my guy Miles Bridges go up against Ben, Joel, and Tobias. Okay, we'll get to talk about LaMelo Ball. But that's a series the Sixers should win in 5 games easily.
It's fun because we know they're going to win the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, that will be a fun series to watch. Yeah. You're right.
And then in the second round, if you get the Hawks or the Knicks, okay, if it's the Knicks, it's great. We'll go a little Philly versus New York. But nobody's going to be nervous about playing the Knicks or the Hawks.
WIP versus Spike. I mean, Spike gets out and...
I didn't even think of that.
He's wearing a John Stark shirt around here today. Yeah.
Is that right?
That's not supposed to be said on the air, man.
Well, it's just,
does he care?
He's been leading. He's 1 foot out the door. He's got the John Starks jersey.
He did his last rookie podcast in the Knicks jersey.
I know what? I forgot that it was public knowledge already.
Yes.
Oh, Spike's, yeah.
No, that's the Knicks stuff.
Oh, yeah, yes.
He's fully embracing it. All right, let's give you our Twitter question. We'll do the Marks and Reese text line, and we'll finish. Ricky, hang on. We'll grab you before we get out of here. But the Twitter question brought to you by Marks Jewelers. If you're looking to get engaged, visit my friend Marks or Jim at Marks Jewelers in Montgomeryville. You're supporting the home team, and you're going to a great jeweler. You will not regret it. Visit marks-jewelers.com, and you can schedule an appointment with a diamond expert to get you ready to get that engagement ring. Let's go to the Marks and Reese text line, Jack.
Text line.
Lots of Ike juice going around about the Eagles. What's next? Sirianni is the next Lombardi? Billy from Devon.
Well,
people are excited.
So the MMQB, their feature story in their Monday morning article today was Nick Sirianni.
I saw it. Coach getting a little love, getting a little popularity out there.
So it read a lot like his press conferences are, because it goes with its quotes, and he's just like, bam, 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 bam. Everybody in his family, like his brother's a football coach, but is an education major. He married a teacher. His other brother is a teacher, and then married, everybody in the family's a teacher. So it was a lot about that, and that goes to like what kind of a teacher he's going to be as a coach. There you go.
Okay.
We'll see how it works out. Like,
the first part of being smart is knowing what to do.
Yep, there you go.
What would Sirianni teach if he was a teacher? What class?
History.
Social studies. Yeah, agreed.
Or gym, obviously.
No, like it would be phys ed or history. It would be social studies.
Yeah, art class.
He'd get all jacked up talking about the wars and stuff, getting all into it.
Let's watch the videotape.
All right, what's next?
Disagree, Ike. The one seed is a major accomplishment. Sam from a Starbucks in California.
Nope. Listen, amongst each other, fine. Go right ahead. Celebrate the number one seed. That stuff shows up on my timeline or you call here with it, I'm poo-pooing it.
Right.
It's the one seed. Who cares?
Well, in hockey, when they get the one seed, those teams lose all the time, right? Like, isn't at this point the focus more on winning than regular season accolades and accomplishments?
Yes.
That's already been done.
Yes. I mean, listen, I know the one seed is nice to have. I agree. But you know what it feels like, John? It feels like we got the one seed, but we're not really sure if we're the best team. We're not really the best team. So let's make sure we know everybody know we got the one seed. We got the best record. It's going to be like the Jazz yelling they got the one seed. Who cares? You got the Clippers and the Lakers in that conference.
Yeah.
Nobody cares you got the one seed, Utah.
No, no one doesn't. No one thinks that they're actually going to win.
Yes.
There's more people that think the 76ers are going to win the East than people think the Jazz are going to win the West.
Yes.
All right, what's next?
Jack's workout routine consisted of 12-ounce curls until he forgot how to pitch. Kirk from Roslyn.
Sounds about right.
Yep.
Did you used to beer bong him, Jack?
Nah, I'm not a big chugger of beer. I didn't get the whole drinking games thing. Just drink your beer and, you know.
Because it's fun.
It's not that fun.
Yeah, I'm not a beer game drinker, yeah.
So you like to relax and drink a can of Milwaukee's Best?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'll play like beer pong.
Well, that's a beer game.
I know, but like, you know, some of them get too intense, you know, just relax, people. Like Flip Cup.
Yes. Oh, Flip Cup. I still play Flip Cup.
So do I.
People in my friends in the neighborhood when they have people over.
Oh, your little block party?
Well, it's been a while since
we've done
it. Have
you invited the mailman over?
I've not had a run-in with the mailman recently, luckily. I was worried because some people were over on Saturday and they parked ahead and behind of the mailbox. And I said, do that at your own risk.
Hey, listen. They lifted some of these mandates and people done lost their damn mind out here, man. It's like people done said, all right, everything's over with.
It's over. Back to normal.
Let's go ahead, back to normal.
Yeah.
Slow down there, folks.
Almost there. We're getting there.
We're getting there.
We're getting there. Any more, Jack?
Better chance of being on the Eagles next year, Ertz or Jason Peters? Mark and Monco.
Ertz or Jason Peters?
Good question.
Peters?
Probably Ertz, just because I don't think there's a... Is Jason Peters signing
anywhere
else?
I don't think Jason Peters is coming back this year. I don't think he is.
So what does he do if he doesn't get a job? He waits to see if somebody gets injured, and then next offseason's where he signs with the Eagles to retire as an Eagle. And then Jeff Lurie comes out and speaks, and they're going to retire his number.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. What's next?
What kills me about yesterday's game was if Harper could have just gotten on, Maton was on deck. Jack's newest darling would have certainly saved the day. Don't mess this up for us, Jinx McFritz. Mike in Birdsboro.
Yeah. I thought they had it. Thought they had a chance. They had the momentum.
Harper thought they had it too.
Yep.
No shot at hitting that ball.
Nope.
No shot.
No, he was not turning that around. No. Any more, Jack?
More ups and downs. The Phillies 2021 or Herschel Walker's exercise regimen. Scott from Delco.
Probably Herschel.
Man, his exercise regimen was legendary, man.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, it just...
If you believed all of it.
I don't, because there's depending on, like, just Googling it, there's many different exercise routines that he said that he did. Some have him doing 5,000, some have him doing 3,000, some have him doing 1,500 push-ups a day. Some have him doing more sit-ups than push-ups, other have him doing more push-ups than sit-ups.
Kind of like that Wilt thing.
The 100-point game?
Is that what it is, Jack?
Well, it was like...
How many women?
Well, then there's the...
He hung out with,
there's
yes.
The bench press. There's the long jump.
The sprint. didn't we see the
40-yard dash?
Yeah, the long jump was like, it's like, hold on, it's like double the world record. And it was on some website saying that he did. It's awesome. All right, so Ricky in Florida is here to support Jack Fritz. Ricky, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Good, Ricky.
What's up, buddy? Caller. Just want to let you guys know I love you guys.
Thank you.
You guys make my day go by every day perfectly well.
Thanks for calling him.
So I'm 46 years old, man, and let me tell you, a beer in the shower is amazing. If you haven't done it, you haven't lived. That is the best way to go.
So hold
Jack
on.
Jack is completely right.
There was a Seinfeld where Kramer prepares his food in the shower because he got a garbage disposal, so he's in there making salad and he's chopping carrots and stuff. So you're telling me you do the same thing with the beer? You really embrace being in the shower with your beer?
Absolutely, but I'm not sitting there making a full meal.
All right.
I'm making a beer out of a bottle.
All right.
Don't drop the bottle because it's going to shatter all over the place. That's not the place you want to drop a beer.
All right. Do you have a large shower or something?
You just put it on where you put your shampoos at. You just take it right up there, and you kind of sip it as you go along.
Okay.
Life's short.
No, what's the
waste?
I'm trying to figure out here, Ricky. How long are you in the shower that you got enough time to drink a damn beer?
Well, I want to make sure that I cleanse myself perfectly well first, but I mean,
stop drinking and wash. If you start washing and stop drinking, you'll cleanse yourself perfectly.
I hear you. Look, I hear you. I get it. But again, you know, it just makes it that much better. You just kind of put it up on top. You sip as you go along. I mean, I'm in the shower like maybe 10, 15 minutes. You know, I don't do the military shower. You know, I try to make sure that, you know, I don't want to make the wife mad. I got to make sure I'm cleaning.
All right. Well, I just say maybe focus on the showering in the shower, and then you can come out and have a beer.
Hey, get a little scrub, get a little sip.
Listen.
This is all very odd.
Coach Saban used to tell us, you know, it don't take you longer than 20 minutes. You can, you hit the triple S's in 20 minutes. Think about that when we get off air.
It is a term that I grew up with. Yes.
Yes.
Blank, 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 and blank.
Yes.
And out.
Yes.
Yeah, 20 minutes is sufficient. I mean, I go home, get the kids to bed, eat dinner, whatever. I'm in and out of the shower in 7 minutes. I don't got time to waste.
What am I doing in there?
Yeah, well, I don't have time to waste.
I'm taking a Calgon shower.
Calgon, take me away.
Yo, you don't know nothing about Calgon.
Sure don't. I just figured out what the SSS was for.
It's like I don't know if your house has it, but my house, when it was built, everybody wanted the big soaking tub. So I have this huge bathtub in my bathroom that's been used once since I moved into the house.
Don't use it. 14 years, never used it.
Yeah, that's what you use Calgon
bath,
with.
Yeah. Yeah, taking a bath. You're washing the dogs up in there.
Get the camera.
I lay myself bare.
Coming up next, a full 4 hours of Joe Giglio. Are you going to be on that show tonight too, Jack?
Nah, unfortunately not.
You're not?
Yeah, I was going to try to work my way onto it, but I was like, you know, we'll let some other people have some shows around here.
You let them talk.
Jack and Mac.
Jack, one thing you and I have in common is we're both beer guys. Good beer drinker for a long time. I have a
great
TV
one
show.
Of the best beer drinkers.
Why is he a great beer drinker?
A TV
just
show.
Just a little quip. It's Four Fingers Brewing Company out in Aston, PA.
Jack and Mac.
The post beach beer in the shower.
Shower beers used to be a thing in college.
Jack and Mac. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You
Big
and
beer guys.
You and Glenn. Talking about drinking beers in the shower make me uncomfortable, Jack.
Me too.
What is going on with that show?
You guys aren't thinking about it?
It's the last thing I want to think about.
Everyone driving around right now is thinking about it.
Yes, they probably are now. Joe Giglio comes up next. He'll give you a full 4 hours of sports talk conversation. We are back tomorrow, same time as always. We're out. See you.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.